Very good. So we start with some meditation. And one of those etiquettes is that anyone with bad digestion must always sit at the back. So if you pass wind, the only thing behind you is the wall rather than other people. So that's out of compassion and kindness for everybody else. So now, of course, I know why certain people always seem to sit in the back. Of course, that's not so much etiquette as allowing people to feel happy and feel welcome. That's the main etiquette here, kindness, compassion, and a little bit of fun. So, if you'd like to now close your eyes, we can start our half an hour guided meditation. So we close our eyes, and that allows us to shut out a lot of information which we don't really need. You know, the sight, seeing this person, that person. And with our eyes closed, we can become far more sensitive. First of all, to our body. How are you sitting? And in particular, we become very careful and caring about our body. So how are your legs? Are they crossed in a comfortable position if you're sitting on the floor? Or dangling over the chair? I often say if you're sitting on a chair, you can always put a cushion underneath your bottom if your legs are long. If they are short, you put the cushion underneath your feet. That way you can make the height of the chair, you can adjust it. Until your legs are comfortable. So there is no magic position which works for everybody. You find out what is the best position for you. Now and here. So in order to arouse, to start mindfulness of my legs, I almost imagine they're separate beings and I ask them, legs, how are you? And when I ask a question, as if my mind is looking at those legs, gathering information, and my legs can tell me that they're comfortable, they need to be adjusted. Asking the question is a very good way of arousing awareness. So you get to understand and know and to feel your legs with your mind. Because once you have that data, then you can adjust. I'm adjusting my legs now to see if that makes them any better, and it does. The awareness always allows you to have feedback. And then you feel the sensations in your butt. Are you sitting comfortably? Because there's a reason why we describe some people to be a pain in the butt. Because we know pains in the butt are uncomfortable, always cause us to fidget. So in order to avoid that, be aware of any sensations. Is your bottom adjusted comfortably on the chair or the cushion? My own needs adjusting, so I'm going to do that. That's much better. And once I've adjusted my butt, then I put my awareness on my back. Learning how to, first of all, stretch it, Because I see this with animals, dogs, kangaroos. Give a good stretch, and you feel so good. And once it's stretched, then I just let go. And I feel my back just relax into a comfortable position. I start to ask my back, is there any more adjustments needed? If you're on a chair, sometimes you can lean back if you need to. Sometimes lean forward. Whatever position you find is the best for you tonight. Some of you get the positions against the wall, so you can lean back against the wall or the pillar. Once the back is comfortable, then I check my hands. How have I got them positioned? The hands don't hurt if they're in the wrong position, but they are irritating, which is why people fidget their hands. So I get my hands in the best possible position. I ask them, are you happy down there, hands? Once they're comfortable, I can let them go. But I don't let them be until I've cared for them, making sure that everything is right there. And I go up to my shoulders. I always tend to use a visualization of these two bundles of strings on either side of the spine. And they've just been stretched tight, pulled on both ends. And I imagine letting go of both ends. And I imagine that, and it's like I can feel the muscles loosen. And the shoulder muscles get relaxed, at ease. Once the shoulders are relaxed, I move my attention up to my neck, making sure my head is properly balanced. And if there's any irritations, a bit of allergies, causing an itchy throat, I'm aware and are kind. And then the tension, which causes the irritation to get worse, disappears. Still got a bit of a nose rock. It's better. And once my neck has been looked after, move my awareness up to my face, checking muscles around the eyes and the mouth, places where I can feel tension. And I learn how to relax them. Once your whole body has been relaxed, part by part, meticulously, carefully, and I like to just look at one part of my body which might still be irritating. Could be a sore tummy, could be an ache because of some injury, or could be an irritation in your throat or nose because of an allergy. Or a headache, or wherever you find there is some place which needs some attention inside your own body, see if you can focus on it and care for it. Being aware of it allows you to have this thing we call feedback. You can learn from feedback what makes the irritation worse. What makes it ease off? Just a change of attitude. A different way of the mind looking at something can alter the irritation or pain. And once the body is pretty relaxed, see if you can notice a certain delight, a pleasure of relaxation. If you can't notice that pleasure, see if you can relax more. One of my catchphrases now, to relax. To the max. You don't hold parts of your body tight. You do relax to the max. You find the body just gets very pleasant and things start to soften and heal. and I enjoy the delight of relaxation. And then, once the body is relaxed very deeply, then I attend to my mind, to what I've been calling the peaceometer. How peaceful are you, or how agitated? Very peaceful means your peaceometer shows a very low reading, maybe 1. If you're very agitated, up to 10. Just so you can understand what I mean by a peaceometer. It's part of your mind which tells you just how peaceful you are or how agitated. And if you're just aware of the peaceometer, you'll also soon understand what makes you more disturbed, agitated. What makes you more peaceful? You're looking directly at one of the most important parts of your mind for meditation. What causes peace? What causes disturbance? You often find when you have perceptions of the future or the past, that can be very disturbing. It's like you have these 2 telephones being called from the past and having another call coming from the future. One telling you things you haven't completed yet, unfinished business, and the other worries and fears of what's coming next. Both the past and the future cause you irritation, business, a lack of peace. So see if you can turn off both phones. No past, no future, just now. You deserve some peace. So grab it. Grab this moment. See if that makes you peaceful. See if you can notice your peaceometer. The needle go closer and closer to 1. But don't try to do things. Just let things be in this moment. Peaceful. Safe. With no work to be done. With nothing to be fixed up, just being, resting in this moment. Soon, once the mind is peaceful, you may be able to notice your breathing. Breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. Make peace with whatever you're experiencing. And as you breathe out, just let go. Don't fight, don't judge. Breathing in peace, health, energy. Breathe out, let go. Let go, past and future. Illness, problems. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. I will now be quiet for the next 5 minutes. When I speak again, it will be to draw in the end of the meditation. is getting close to the end of this meditation. How do you feel? When I ask that question, it takes your mindfulness and puts it into your general well-being. So you're aware of the answer. How do you feel? How peaceful is your mind? And how does that peace feel? Pleasant? Delightful? And how relaxed is your body? I'm now going to ring the bell, the gong. So please be patient and listen to the rings of the gong. And after the third ringing of the gong, it's a signal the meditation has ended. Very good. So now, a minute or so break, and then we can begin this evening's Dhamma talk.